This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Today's a day for family gatherings, for picnics, barbecues, ball games, parades, a bit of patriotism, and I'll finish that one after the show. I bet the folks who make and sell beer in this country aren't thinking of much else today. July 4th is one of the top weekends for beer drinking. Memorial Day and Labor Day round out that list. So it's make or break time for sales, which is becoming harder and harder as Americans' drinking habits are changing. They're shifting away from Bud and Miller to fancier, spendier brews, like that one I just cracked open. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman in Portland, Oregon. Is there anybody
out there? Ooh! The annual July 4th Blues Festival down by the river in downtown Portland. Anybody left that I can have from our very own? Thousands come to swelter and sway and drink.
Somebody tell me what beers you have on tap.
We've got Summer Shandy, the Miller Lite, the Deschutes River Ale, and the Deschutes Mirapalm Pale Ale.
Waiting online, Tom Bothwell rhymes about beer and the blues.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here.
Tanya Bothwell's drinking one of the regional beers on tap.
Once a week I have a beer on the weekend. Compared to my early 20s, I'm drinking much less. We like to drink the local beer when it's available to us in restaurants or if we just go to the brewery.
And there, in a nutshell, you have the elements of a market crisis for the big breweries. Beer drinkers are moving to craft beers or wine as they age. That's leaving the mass-produced beers like Bud and Miller behind. Beer sales in the U.S. have been down over the past 5 years. But craft beers are up. Sales jumped nearly 20% last year. Sure, they're more expensive, says beverage analyst Jim Hertel, but
if you're out in a bar, perhaps you're on a date trying to impress a girl, PBR is probably not what you want to be seen holding. It turns out that the craft beers have got a little bit extra panache.
At a neighborhood pub, Dave Deliski shows off the latest summer beers from his microbrewery called Flat Tail.
People that are younger, that are 21, 22, 23, starting getting into craft beer. Also, what's out there. I mean, what you can go get at your local store is huge selection.
Young people are still the biggest beer drinkers. To hold on to them, the big brewers are trying everything, like citrus-flavored brews. Think margarita meets Budweiser. Also, higher alcohol beers meant to be served on the rocks, like a cocktail. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.